In the West Bank today, Palestinian witnesses say an Israeli helicopter fired two missiles into a car, killing a member of the Palestinian group Hamas. The attack followed a shooting in central Tel Aviv this morning when a man opened fire on an Israeli defense compound, wounding at least 11 victims. The gunman was also wounded and hospitalized. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem. He joins us. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Leanne.
What do you know about these latest two incidents?
Well, as far as the helicopter attack on the West Bank, the Israeli army isn't offering any immediate comment. Palestinians at the scene say two missiles entered the car, killing a Hamas man near the West Bank town of Tukarem. Earlier, a man Israeli police identified as an Israeli Arab drove from East Jerusalem to the center of Tel Aviv. He pulled up outside the defense compound and opened fire. As the gunman later tried to escape, police shot and wounded him. This attack rattled Israelis. They've become somewhat accustomed to Palestinian bombing efforts and mortar fire. But a drive-up shooting in the center of Israel's biggest city is a new threat, and that's got people nervous.
Is it possible to pinpoint what's causing the upsurge in the violence?
It's actually quite difficult at this point. It's gone on for such a long time, although each side is quite eager to blame the other. Earlier today, Israeli helicopters fired missiles at a Palestinian security building down in the southern Gaza Strip. That was in response, the army said, to repeated mortar fire from the Palestinians. The Israelis have also thwarted a number of suicide bomb attacks in recent days that they say could have killed dozens of people. Palestinians point to the Israeli policy of targeted killings. A Fatah official escaped a missile attack yesterday. Tuesday, two Hamas officials and six others were killed in the town of Nablus. These killings have been criticized widely in Washington as well as in Europe and elsewhere. But Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon seems to show no sign of abandoning that policy. In fact, just today, the Israeli press is reporting that he's actually quite pleased with the results. The only question among Israeli analysts now seems to be is whether their army's success in thwarting these bombing efforts has led the Palestinians to switch to this tactic of drive-up shootings, which, of course, are so much harder to guard against.
Given everything you've said, what hope is there for reviving the peace process?
In the very short term, I'd have to say not a lot of hope. Yasser Arafat, Palestinian president, is again calling for international monitors. He sent letters out internationally again recently. Ariel Sharon, of course, wants 1 week with no violence and no incitement before he'll consider coming back to the peace process. There are some people who are still calling for peace. They were in the streets of Tel Aviv, several thousand of them, in a peace rally last night, just hours before this terrible shooting. But those who are still willing to speak out publicly in favor of the land for peace strategy, they appear to be in the minority.
And very briefly, Peter, any effort to return to negotiations?
At the moment, what people seem more worried about is violence spinning out of control. Ariel Sharon is under attack from his right wing, who says he's not doing enough to protect settlers. It's especially difficult for Yasser Arafat. Young Palestinians are seeing more of their leaders killed, and they're growing more frustrated. There is some concern that he may not be able to control the situation, and the violence could just continue to escalate.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem. Thanks a lot, Peter.
Thank you, Leanne.